Your name?
Tom Brown.
Tom Brown, I'm putting the same 10 questions to each of the candidates for at-large counsel. Question one, D.C.'s top income tax bracket begins at $40,000, so someone making $400,000 or $4 million pays the same tax rate as someone making far less. Are you in favor of taxing the district's highest income earners in order to avoid further cuts to safety net services?
No, I'm not in favor of that. I've said that all campaign long, that I think we need to look at being more responsible, more physically responsible for the dollars we're already collecting as a city. And I think we need to look at more ways to increase and enhance our revenue as opposed to adding any taxes to the District of Columbia.
Question number two, what are your thoughts on former Chancellor Michelle Rhee's so-called school reform?
While I thought the attempt was something that we really need, I think her approach was not the best approach. I think it was very much not inclusive of some of the other great minds in the city. I think that it was disrespectful in some rights to the families and the educators in the city. I think that Chancellor Henderson gives us an opportunity to get the inclusion piece fixed, and I'm looking forward to seeing if her leadership style is a little different in that regard. So I think that there are tough decisions that we made that I understand, but I don't think she should have done them in a vacuum. And so in that regard, I don't agree with her tactics.
Question number three, do you support Walmart's attempt to bring four stores to the District of Columbia?
Absolutely not. I think we have to take a look at why four stores would be necessary. I'm not certain that any, but I certainly don't think that four stores are what we need in the District of Columbia, four Walmart stores.
Question number four, D.C. taxicab fares are some of the lowest in the country. Would you be in support of making D.C. fares competitive with neighboring jurisdictions?
You know, I have to take a look at that. I have to be quite honest. I'm not certain on that one. I haven't done enough research on that. I can tell you that I have been looking at the new medallion initiative that's being presented for action, and I'm not certain that I support anything that's going to drive small entrepreneurs like independent cab drivers out of business. But in that regard, in terms of raising fares, I have to research further.
Well, this may be a bit redundant then, but question number five, what is your position on the recently introduced taxicab medallion legislation?
Well, I think that we have to take a look at the legislation and how it's going to keep a level playing field for small independent companies and taxicab drivers. I'm always protecting the smaller entrepreneur in a deal, and I'm just concerned that the larger companies don't kind of, you know, wash away or do away with our small entrepreneurs. So that part of legislation I'm very concerned about. So I'm interested in seeing how we can get something in a direction that's a little more fair and inviting to the smaller independent taxicab driver.
Question number six, D.C. council members are the second highest paid city council in the country, according to a report by the Pew Charitable Trust. Yet in addition to the $125,000 council salary, council members are able to earn outside income. If elected, will you commit to foregoing any additional income and stick to just your council salary?
I don't think we should have another job. I think it should be a full-time job. I absolutely support a full-time employment, and I don't think we should be able to hold another job during our tenure as a public servant in this city.
Question number seven, what is your position on the HPV vaccine, which is mandated for sixth grade girls in the District of Columbia and Virginia and nowhere else in the U.S.?
I don't support that. My daughters, I don't support that as a father. I don't support that in my faith. I just think that we have to take a look at where the district residents really stand on this and support that in totality.
Question number eight, what is your position on statehood versus voting rights for the District of Columbia?
Well, statehood is the ultimate goal for any taxpaying district resident, but I think we have to start what we lost recently, which was the voting rights. I mean, we have to at least retrieve what we had, and then we look at how to build on that. But I do think the way we make a stronger case than we've been making already is a more efficient local government that will give a better image to the Congress people that are in place, the members of Congress that are in place currently, to understand that we do have everything it takes to lead ourselves. And so that's kind of what I think will help it.
Question number nine, did you vote for Adrian Fenty in the recent mayoral election?
I'd rather hold that. That's a personal position. I will just tell you that I was not happy with his performance as our mayor.
Question number 10, is there anything you'd care to add?
Well, the only thing I would say is I'm asking D.C. voters to take a real honest look at the background and the services rendered. I've been a public servant, not a public official, most of my years, and I think that who you are is already spelled out in your DNA, and if that's the kind of person they want working hard for the district residents and continuing some of the initiatives and programming that I've led, then I'm absolutely somebody they should choose on April 26th, because I've already proven what I'll do and what I'm capable of.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.